This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
DE365, a place where you get a piece of music content every single day. I'm your boy, FIFO247, here with Kenneth B. Inge. And today we're talking Earth Gang and Spillage Village Robophobia EP. Ken, when we do these reviews, we start with the report card. So features, we have Tommy Newport. We got Snoop Dogg. How did you feel about the features?
B.
Yeah. Damn, I'm higher than you on this one. Give me an A. I felt like the features really fit, especially Snoop. What about the production?
Oh, I love the production. I think I'm at an A on production.
Okay, I'm at a B plus on the production.
Okay.
I'm at a B plus. And only because I wanted more and just a little bit more diversity, but I understand it's an EP, but it was really good, so I give it a B plus. What about the rap and singing on here?
I'm at a B. No, give me a B plus. B plus.
Okay. I'm at an A. I felt like this was in Earth Gang's wheelhouse, but stretched far enough to be like, oh, like y'all tapping into some stuff here. And we'll get into it in the review. Overall, Ken, I'm giving it a B plus, maybe an A minus. I think that's where I'm at with it. Where are you?
I'm at an A, bro. Yeah, I'm at an A.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this Ken, Earth Gang is one of those groups where if they drop something, I'm checking it out. Like, no questions asked. Add it to the library. At some point in time, we're going to listen to it. And this is one of these joints. Short, sweet, simple, to the point, Ken. This is extremely short. 5 songs, 16 minutes. But the thing I really love about this is how funky, how psychedelic it is, but how 2024 it is, too. I feel like they pulled on some old school vibes, but it is definitely modern. And that's why I liked the features, because Snoop is the perfect person for this. And coincidentally, I saw, on IG, I want to say it could have been YouTube, but somebody was asking, is a Snoop feature worth 250K? You know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure that everybody that gets a Snoop feature doesn't always have to pay full price or pay for them. But to me, if I was Earth Gang, I would have invested that in this, because that song wouldn't have felt finished without him, in my opinion.
Yeah. The reason why, because I was real close to giving the rapping singing a, but I kind of wanted to make sure I separate that from how I felt about the project. I do think it's A worthy, but overall, I think that I was pleasantly surprised by this. And Earth Gang as artists are really interesting, because there's like they're teetering on the brink, and but of at least being more known to venture into popularity. And it's almost like I was trying to figure out, like, why haven't they caught on? Because they're extremely dope, extremely talented. This sound, this style, you know, I think they're from Atlanta, is very outcast-ish. So they're doing a lot of things that people generally like. So are they just not putting out enough work? So to venture into this funky singing psychedelic sort of sound was so good, man. The way the songs were structured, the way the songs were written, the way they were, some of the choruses and the vocals were arranged, Man, I was out when I left the movies, man, I had the windows down, man. Listen to this, yeah. like blasting, bro. I was riding through the beach down the street. Like, this shit was so funky, bro.
Yeah. And I agree with you with the arrangements of the vocals, but even like the background vocals and stuff like this is, this was done very, 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 very good. I also think, Ken, listening to this, I'm like, y'all should have tapped on Anderson .Paak. Yeah. You know, I don't know what it is, Ken, that is relatively holding them back, because I feel like they have everything. Like, this is one of the few hip hop acts that I feel that can make a movie score, can make some street shit, can make some funky shit. They like they are limitless in the type of music that they can make, because I can't remember the Earth Game project that I don't know if we did it for the first version of D365 or we did it on the main channel, but I remember there was a project that we reviewed and we were like, yo, like these dudes are adding a whole different texture to Atlanta. And I feel like that with this again, but in terms of them reaching the masses, Ken, I think they just have to cross over to like having a song of theirs on a movie, commercial TV, stuff like that. Maybe a big feature like Anderson .Paak, or I'm just throwing a name out there. I'm not saying that this collaboration should happen, but like a Taylor Swift or somebody at that level. And I think that would help them get over the hump. Obviously, Snoop is at that level, but Snoop is like, people ain't checking for Snoop like that in 2020.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? So does the name have a lot of star power? Yeah, but it's the name is not being checked for. But, you know, Ken, again, sometimes there are certain artists I don't know why. And at this point, after this project, I don't know why. I don't know, because I know that they're signed to Dreamville. This is released under exclusive license to Dreamville. I don't know if Dreamville does a great job of over-marketing, putting funds and resources, because again, Earth Gang is amazing. JID is amazing. Boz is on the rise, and it's almost like they expect everybody to be J. Cole, where we don't need radio. We don't need this. We don't need that. And you're going to be big. And I don't know if it works like that for everybody. You know, I don't think one shoe fits all sizes. And I just don't think that some of these guys are being marketed in the way that they need to be to reach their potential.
Yeah, I agree, man. Like you have like A-list talent on that roster with Earth Gang, who is at least, if people don't agree, A, definitely B plus B. Like 100%. They are really, really good. But I think they are good enough to eclipse that. You know, people looking for and would love to have an outcast replacement that's it's gonna sound weird, that's original, that has their own spin on it. But you also have JID, you have Ari Lennox, who people really love Ari Lennox, but you know, is she really out there like SZA? You know, not that I know of. You know, we've documented and discussed JID, you know, over and over again. So I agree. Like, you have the talent and the artist on. Well, they're the same thing. You have what you need. But what are you doing with them? Are you trying to? And this turned into a Dreamville discussion. But taking what you said about the marketing part of it, this is out. Are you pushing this to get people, or are you relying on that old model of you going out there and doing the work and building the brand your themselves, and then I'll get behind you because I know there's a fan base interested. You got to see that yourself as the record label head and be like, no, I'm going to invest in them because I know I'm going to recoup it back because they got what it takes. Yeah. And I don't see that happening with Earth Gang. Or some of this should be, at least they got to sell it to a movie somewhere, you know, but this is good. This is really good. And, I don't know, man. I think they're just going to miss their mark.
Yeah, they may. And it's sad because, like you said, they're so talented. And this project is really so good. It should be in pop culture. It should be on social media. It should be everywhere. And this joint was released back in February, Ken. You know, we're recording this as of late April. And who's talking about it? And yeah. That's sad because it's a really good project. But you know, that's why D365 is here. We try to shed a little bit of light on projects that people that may fall under the radar for certain people. So we're here, and tomorrow we'll be back with another one. So we out. Peace.
Peace.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.